Lainey Yip is in her restaurant kitchen the morning of their last day. They expect to sell out of almost everything today.
I prepared a lot of fried wonton for today.
Her favorite part of the workday is folding wontons in the mornings.
That's my just happier time. I love to do that, and I never feel like tired to do that. That's why one of my best friends, he told me, he said, Lainey, every day you make a lot of wonton, even when you sleep, you might be doing your hands just wrapping the wonton.
She's been making them 6 mornings a week, 10.5 months a year, for 30 years. The wontons are very popular, so she has to make a lot every day.
Because I have fried wonton and the soup wonton. That's why keep me busy.
She says on average she makes 200 wontons a day. That means Lainey has made approximately 1.7 million morning wontons over 30 years.
First, I just get all the veggie, the cabbage, and I just cut little small and chop it and mix with the ground pork and put in my special zhoumai ingredient on it. I wrap in the wonton wrapper.
Lainey says that even the warehouse in Seattle where they order their wonton wrappers noticed how many wontons she makes.
They just feel like, how come my restaurant always orders so many cases for the wonton wrap? Yeah, we sell a lot, and they know our restaurant is little, not that big.
Lainey and Waman show me the dining room of their restaurant.
And all the tables, and we have reservation, that's why we sat right there.
We talk for a few minutes at an empty table before they open their doors for the day. The Yips have always bought fresh produce in town, but for 30 years they've ordered pallets of dry goods from the same restaurant supply warehouse in Seattle. They say they would usually get a weekly delivery from the barge of about 3 or 4 waist-high pallets.
Like all the noodle, all the canned food.
And special the rice. We order a lot of the rice for our steamed rice and the fried rice.
But the Yip history of cooking started much earlier than their decades at Joan May. Waman grew up in Hong Kong and moved to Oakland as a teenager. He worked in his family's restaurant there.
I started cooking 18 years old until about 3 or 4 years when we sold the restaurant.
After that, he took other restaurant jobs to learn how to cook a variety of dishes. He says cooks don't always share their secret ingredients, so you have to watch them carefully.
They don't tell you the main thing, but you have to watch it in secret, you know, and then learn what the ingredient they put in.
Lainey is of Chinese descent and grew up in Vietnam. Her grandparents were musicians working as military entertainers.
My dad actually, he wrote song, and he can play all the instrument. And my mom, she sang like opera. At World War II, they need to leave the China. So they came to North Vietnam first for a couple years. Then they moved back to South Vietnam.
Lainey learned both Chinese and Vietnamese cooking when she was growing up.
For myself, I love to cook already. Then I always ran to my neighbors. And I watched them how to cook. Because some of the neighbors, they do in restaurant too. That's why since then, I have a little bit idea. One day, I will open a restaurant for my own.
But her life took a few big turns before she bought her own restaurant. When Lainey was in her early 20s, her sister married a man in the military. He moved the whole family from Vietnam to Petersburg. Then, when Lainey was visiting a friend in California, she met Waman. They stayed in California for a few years.
Then we just came back to Petersburg to visit. Then we figured out the downtown laundromat they put for sale.
They bought it with family and ran it for several years before buying the restaurant. It was already named Joan May. The family's multi-country journey has weaved its way into Joan May, which means Chinese American in Cantonese. The Yips have occasionally served pho at the restaurant, which is a soup from Vietnam. Though Lainey says it's hard to get the soup's fresh ingredients reliably in Petersburg.
The pho, you need to have really fresh ingredient.
The Yips also have 2 full menus for American food and Chinese food. They have 2 separate kitchens as well. Waman cooks American food in the front kitchen, which has a deep fryer and a grill. The shelves are stocked with ketchup, mustard, Skippy peanut butter, and cans of Folgers coffee.
I'm the American cook, so I do the burger, the deep fry, all the seafood thing, and then my wife would do all the Chinese food.
Lainey cooks in the Chinese kitchen, separated from her husband by a thin wall. She has a deep fryer, a rice cooker, and a wok. When the restaurant opens for the day, customers file in. Some have been coming to Joan May since it opened. Petersburg resident Jeanette Ness says she brings Joan May food in a cooler down to Texas when she visits her kids.
My kids, they love Joan May because they can't get the same type of Chinese food where they live. And so whenever I travel south, I always have to bring Joan May food to them.
In the kitchen, the bell that signals new customers dings every few minutes. Lainey and Waman each bustle in their separate kitchens, never resting. Until the end of the day, when Joan May closes its doors for the last time. In Petersburg, I'm Rachel Cassandra.